We continue our learning. We're in Avos Parakeh, Mishnah Chav Beis. We'll see that the statement in this Mishnah is made by someone called Ben Bagbag, and the statement in the next Mishnah is made by someone called Ben Hehe. So who are these people? So according to many, Ben Bagbag and Ben Hehe are Gerim. Are converts. And just like Avraham had a hey added to his name, so the same thing, Ben Hehe is written Hey Aleph, but Hey Aleph is just the way we write out the letter Hey. So Hey Aleph is really the letter Hey, and Bagbag is Beis Gimel, is Gematria, is five. So when we say Bagbag, or we say Hehe, we're really saying, we're speaking about the similar idea that each one had a Hey added to his name in the sense that he became Ger. So this statement, as we see, is going to be, and the next Mishnah is going to be very brief, which concludes the fifth Perek, which we mentioned may not even be part of Avos at all. The are both in Aramaic. This may be explained as we explained Hillel's statement earlier in the Masechta. Hillel came from Bavel. That was the language he spoke. Perhaps the lesson is such an important one that we wanted the layperson to understand it as well. As much of Perkei Avos speaks to Dayanim and speaks to Torah scholars in terms of their ethical behavior as role models, this is something that everyone needs to know. So therefore, maybe it's in Aramaic, not only because they were Gerim, their first language, the native tongue, was Aramaic, but because they want everybody to understand these important lessons. So Ben Bagbag Omer, Ben Bagbag said the following: Hafochba v'hafochba dekolaba. You should delve into it, literally flip it over, turn it over and turn it over. Delve into the Torah, dekolaba, because everything can be found in it. What does that mean? So some claim that we can find all the different types of wisdom. There's mathematics there's science, natural sciences in the Gemara. So many areas of halacha where we have to understand much wisdom, so it works both ways. We study the Torah, we'll understand the other wisdom. Understanding that wisdom will allow us to appreciate Torah. So the more we delve into the Torah, the more wisdom we will have, not only in Torah, but in other areas as well. Some claim that this hafochba is reference to reviewing Torah, that the kolaba, if I want the entire Torah to be internalized, if I want to remember the Torah that I study, hafochba hafochba, that's why he says it twice. We have to delve into the Torah and do it again and continue to do so. The Gemara Maseches Erevin, Daf Nun Dalid, says, Lama Nimshlu Divrei Torah L'Te'ena. Why do we compare Torah to a fig tree? As the Pasuk says in Mishle, Chav Zayin, Notzer Te'ena Yochal Periyah. The one who creates the fig is able to eat from its fruit. So that's a reference to Torah, and we reap the reward of Torah if we, and we compare it to a Te'ena, to a fig. What does it come to teach us? So we all way back in Maseches Peah, we learn that one of the unique features of the fig tree is that the figs do not all ripen at the same time. So, and therefore there's no chiyuv of peah. Chiyuv of peah is only when something ripens, we're speaking about produce, where everything ripens at the same time. So, te'ena, kolzman, the Gemara says, lo malach, ma te'ena zu kolzman she'odom emashmesh ba, motzei ba te'enim, since they don't ripen at the same time. Anytime you come to the tree, you touch the tree, you'll find more te'en, you'll find figs, today a little bit, tomorrow a little bit, the next day a little bit, and you'll be able to eat from it all the time. So too divrei Torah, after the Torah. Kol zman she'adam hogeh bahem, till the whole time a person studies them and thinks about Torah, contemplates Torah, motzei bahem time, you find a taste in Torah. That's why we compare Torah to a fig tree. So that may be also what it means. Hafach ba'hafach ba'dukulabem means if a person constantly studies a certain passage in Torah, he will always find new chidushim, new novelty, a new idea. And therefore, we have to constantly be reviewing our Torah. And this way, we'll know the Torah better, we'll find greater wisdom, wisdom of other areas as well, other wisdom besides Torah wisdom. And of course, we will find our own chidushim in the Torah as well. Others claim that this relates to the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah, we spoke about the different ages where we study. So if you remember, we ended at 15, we start studying the Talmud. You say, oh, 15 starts studying the Talmud, and then 18 we enter the Chuppah, and Ben Esrim Lerdof, then we were able to go out to work. So maybe at 20 I can stop learning. So the Mishnah says, no. Hafoch bava hachbach v'duchulaba. Ben Bagbag says, yeah, we don't end at 20. We continue studying the Talmud and everything, as we the Tanakh as well afterwards, the Mishnayos, and review them and find new insights. This is an occupation that is supposed to take us throughout our life's journey. It's not something that ever ends. So that's the hafachba, the hapachba, the kulaba. Others claim turn it over means, and turn it over again is that what I've learned in my childhood, I should learn again in my adulthood, which means that person may be studying the same passage of Chumash. He learned it in third grade. And so I know that already. There's nothing else to learn. On the contrary, a more mature mind is able to understand things and on a different level completely. So therefore, hafachba, you something you learned in the past when you were younger, learn it again, and then even learn it as we were older. Others claim it is referring to older age, which means that although when we're older, maybe we don't have the same ability as we had when we were younger. We don't have the ability maybe to concentrate as much. Intellectually, perhaps we were deteriorating. That doesn't mean that we should stop learning. We should continue learning as well. There's another explanation. Hafachba v'hachbacha means that we shouldn't have a superficial understanding of Torah. Hafachba means we have to turn it over. We have to delve into it. We need to study things be'iyun, with great analysis. The Torah is not just something superficial area of study. It's something that we should learn to the best of our ability and analyze it to the best of our ability. Then the Mishnah says in the name of Bagbag, Uva Techze, literally means in this you shall see. What shall I see? So if we so this may be related to what we're talking about. It's a continuation. Uva Techze. Within the Torah you will see all of these things that have greater knowledge, greater wisdom, and other areas, other disciplines. A person will other areas of wisdom. But Techze means that now I'll see new insights into Torah if I continue to study it and review it. And then the Mishnah and others claim that no, batechze means within the Torah. The Rambam believes it means you'll see the MS in the Torah. You'll be able to see the truth in that which you are studying. We have a pasuk in Amritz for the Torah, or a pasuk in Mishlei Perek Vav. So this teaches us that the Torah is like a lamp, and Torah is like a light. So a person who studies Torah and asks questions of the Chachamim, so he'll know how to conduct his life. So that's what it means. Chazi uvatechze. You have to look into it. You have to gaze into it. If we engage ourselves in Torah, so we'll have a perspective on life's journey, on the path we're supposed to take in our lives. Others claim that this is a reference to the entire Pirkei Avos, Upatechze. You will see within Pirkei Avos the ethical instruction. So therefore, hafachba dukulaba may be a reference, since this is really the end of Pirkei Avos, and the next Perek is a Brisa, and the next Mishnah is just one line of Ben Hehe, which seems to be a continuation of this Mishnah. So this is really the conclusion. Hafachba v'achal, you need to delve into a review, the Pirkei Avos, dukulaba, all ethical instruction is found in here. Uvatechze, you will see by going through Pirkei Avos, to see how your life will change in the way you behave. Then the Mishnah says, "Visiv ubalei va." You should get older and literally get worn out in it. So this may be related to something we mentioned before. Hafachba hafachba means at different times in our lifetime. But this is telling us that even when we get older, we should be involved in Torah study. Visiv, like saba, uvaleba, little for balaos, means like worn out clothing, which means we should become exhausted in learning Torah. Which means even when we're older, even when we're a little bit tired, so we should still be studying Torah. Then the Mishnah says, "Umina lo tezua," and we should not move from the studying of Torah. And never do we reach a point where we should say, "I should involve myself in the study of other areas of secular knowledge, and I can put Torah aside. I've studied enough Torah." We never get to that point. Umina lo tezua. Don't move yourself away from Torah. Some claim that this whole Mishnah is really hafachba v'hachbacha dekulaba, is really a warning for a person, for the person be be cautious about heretical works that he studies. Chochmas Yevanis, Greek wisdom, as it is called. The Gemara speaks about that at length in Maseches Sanhedrin. So the Bar Tanur claims that this Chochmas Yevanis, when it comes to Greek wisdom, that we have to be careful as well. And that's what it means, Umina lo tezua. So that's why there's a statement of caution here. Not just delve yourself, we should turn over Torah and continue to study to Kula Ba and gaze into Torah, because there's much to learn from Torah. It'll be sivu v'lale and get older in our studying of Torah. But umilato lo tezu, but don't move away from learning Torah because of the concerns of the heretical works you may study, which may turn you away from Torah completely. She'ein lach mida tova heimena. There's no greater mida than for a person to be able to cling to Torah. This will help him with his own midos. And this is something that, based on Pasuk in Yoshua, lo yamush sefer ha-Torah hazeh mipicha v'hagisa b'yom v'layla, nothing better than to be studying Torah on a regular basis. That is, there's no greater measure than for a person to conduct himself in such a way and make a schedule where Torah is the primary, at least qualitatively speaking, it is the primary study and occupation of a person's life. Perakei Mishnah Chavbeis, Ben Hehe Omer, Lefum Tzara Agra. Ben Hehe would say, according to Lefi, Tzara, the Tzar, the pain, is the Agra, is the reward. It's not necessarily speaking about pain, but when it comes to the effort that we put in. So we'll be speaking about Torah. If a person wants the schar, not necessarily do two types of schar, is the schar in his own learning, is through the tzar, the pain, the effort, the toil, that is the input of that Torah. So we will be rewarded in our ability to study Torah, but also from tzara agra, what's the heavenly reward that accrues to a person if we exert ourselves in the study of Torah? That's also something that's important. Some will claim that when the Mishnah says here lufum tzara agra, we're really speaking about all of Pirkei Avos. Ethical behavior, we look at the demands of Pirkei Avos, and it could be that we grow very despondent. How is it we think about people of such righteous people, pious people of previous generations, and we often say, I can't possibly reach such a level. Why should I even bother? I have no spiritual ambition. So the Rav Chaim Vital asked this of the Ari, and the Ari responded that every generation has its own trials. He said, in our generation, speaking about the 16th century, and we certainly can speak about this of our day, is that the power of the Yetzer is so strong that Hashem gives such great value to every effort that we make against the Yetzer, and that's greater than in previous generations, so that every step of the way of our lives, where we control the evil inclination in a variety of ways throughout our day, throughout our lives, so the schar that we're going to receive, Lufum Tzara Agra, the Tzar, is much greater than in previous generations, and therefore the schar, is the reward, is going to be greater as well. Rav Lau brings in his Sefer, according to the Lufum Tzara Agra, according to the effort is the reward, he says that some claim that it's in accordance with the suffering is literally tzar. Now, what does that mean? That tzar, we're going to tell that studying Torah and putting an effort into performing mitzvos, why do we call that tzar? So he says, no, lefum tzara agra means according to the tzar, the suffering that we see that comes to the sinners, we can only imagine the great reward that awaits those who do Hashem's will. So the agra is going on those who are Hashem's will, but lefum tzara is the tzar of the rishoyim. Lefum tzara, if according to the tzar, just think about how great the agra is going to be, the reward is going to be. We say, maybe a similar idea, we say in Tefillah Lemoshe every Shabbos morning, we ask Hashem, Samchenu Kimos Inu Sanu, Shlos for Inu Ra'a. What are we asking Hashem for? There's so many years and generations of suffering of the Jewish people. So we ask Hashem, at the very least, Samchenu, allow us to rejoice in the future. Kimos inisanu, at the very least, the amount of days and years that we suffered. Shinos inura, all of the years, but we saw there was such tragedy, such pain for the Jewish people. So, same idea over here, if we understand the tzar, that the Rishoyim are receiving lefum tzara agra, so then that's going to be the reward of the tzaddikim.